connect the dots. I assign you to connect the dots. Hey, what are you waiting for? I said connect the dots. Well, I think I will connect the dots. This one connects to this one, connects to this one, and that connects to them all. Yeah, everything in life is connected. You know that? Well, hey, a lot's happened in the last week. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, you know? As usual, I learned a lot of things on Twitter. I watched some videos, and there's a lot of good things happening. But in my opinion, in my personal life, the best thing that happened, I collected about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, I put up the video called on my YouTube channel. The video is called Beatlemania in America 2. But there was a couple of flaws in it. And AI did a ridiculous thing, didn't put the first scene up as the first scene. And anyhow, I had it fixed early this evening. And a shorter version. It's only 3 minutes and 43 seconds, I believe. Is up now. It's basically the same thing, but I got rid of all the quirky mistakes that were in the first one. You know, sometimes that's how life is. You have to fix the imperfections. So I'm happy about that. And after the show, check it out. You know, it's on YouTube, Beatlemania in America 2. And that might inspire you to go see the original Beatlemania in America. And so much for that. Hey, I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's so much stuff going on. Oh, people need to start taking seriously that I'm running for president. I just added a few little things to my website. Yeah, I'm only a write-in candidate. I have no money support. I have no, nothing but a website up there. And the website I'm using is the same one from the last election that I ran in as a write-in candidate. And when you run for president, you have to use your real name. And my real name is Tom Edison. So you can check it out after the show. In fact, you can get there by just going to the BBS radio schedule. Yeah. Yeah, they have a schedule. You find that on the internet because it's BBS internet radio. And they have a schedule that shows station one, station two. Hey, I'm on station one, just in case you didn't know. But it starts with Monday, I believe. Then it goes to Tuesday. You know, follows the days in order. And when you get down to Saturday, and all the show times are listed in Central Time, so I'm listed as midnight Saturday, which is really early Sunday morning, but we came to the conclusion it would be better to list it as Saturday night midnight to 12:55 into Sunday morning, because it's going to just make more sense, and that's why it's listed like that. And it's just in the Central Time Zone. Hey, I'm doing a show in New York City, though, so if you're a New York City resident like me, the show comes on at 1 a.m., yeah, to 2 a.m. And that's what it is now. It's only about 4 minutes after 1 a.m. in New York City. Used to be the greatest city in the world. Hey, but the politicians ruined it. And I'm just going to talk a minute on that for a second. You know, it started, it started a long time ago. It started ruining New York City, but the real beginning of the destruction of New York City started right around the time of the 1939 World's Fair, right after that. You know, most people don't realize that, even though New York City has the largest subway system in the world, rapid transit system, it had an even bigger one back in 1939, yeah, with a lot more elevated train lines serving a lot more communities. And what happened was the real estate elites complained that they, all these elevated lines, and there were many in Manhattan, there were close to none left in Manhattan, only a few short blocks, but they had many elevated lines serving many more areas of Manhattan. Back in 1939, well, the real estate people started complaining about this. Oh, a lot of people, they make too much noise. We can't charge more money for real estate. So they bribed the politicians or whatever, and they used the cover story of they needed the medals for the war, which we got involved in 1941, and they started tearing down the elevated lines in Manhattan. Who suffered? The poor people suffered because they lost a lot of valuable rapid transit, public transportation, elevated lines, and they were never replaced. And so that's when the New York subway system, rapid transit lines, elevated lines, subway lines, they had more lines back in 1939, and we never got back to that state that was then. And we can thank or not thank the realtors for creating that and ruining it for the common people. Well, so much for that. And then the new mayor, he's still ruining the city. Now they're going to do congestion pricing, which is going to make it more difficult for the people struggling already. And they took away all the parking spaces that were there within the last decade or two. You know, I used to be able to drive in to Manhattan and find parking space. Yeah. But they just kept taking more and more away and more and more away. And the parking lots keep charging more and more money, and they made it really rough on people, you know, and they destroyed the public transportation system from when it was at its height in 1939. And so, you know, little by little, now with congestion pricing coming in, plus raising the tolls if you want to come in from New Jersey or something like that, used to be a dollar, and now it's like up to $17. Anyhow, you can just thank the rotten politicians, the crooked politicians, for destroying New York. So much for that. And then they destroyed it more with the scamdemic and all the restrictions and stuff like that. That just drove more people away from coming into New York. Well, anyhow, so much for that. But on the good news, there's a lot of videos out there now talking about, I don't know if anybody, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You got something important to say? Call in 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And share with us anything important. I don't know how. I don't talk about it that often, but I've been talking. I think I talked about it last week. And people have talked about it in other shows that, you know, the United States of America got taken over by the corporations back in, I think it was 1871 or something like that. And it became the United States Corporation. And along with that, they changed the titles. They basically trashed the Constitution, reworded it, giving a different status to the natural inhabitants or the state nationals, and they identified us as citizens, and they changed a lot of other terms, and they tricked people into their identity was taken from them, and they did came up with the fake birth certificates that kind of like within a day or two after you were actually born, they transferred you into something, a dead vessel or something like that, with and gave you a social security number. And if we have a caller, I hear, so I'll pick that up later. Caller, whom am I talking to?
Uh-oh, this is Eva. How are you?
Oh, Eva. Oh, hey, thank you for subscribing. And what's on your mind, Eva?
And I'm trying to connect with my brain microwaver. I think I'm just going to put you to my ear. That's easier.
Maybe put it on loudspeaker or something, because your signal it's kind of breaking up.
Okay, how am I now?
Yeah, that's a little better. Yeah,
that's a little okay. Okay, then I'm going to put these little things away, because I think I'm breaking me up, not you. Yeah, I was listening to you. You were talking about
when you're talking on the phone now, you can't really listen to the show because it'll be on a delay.
Yes, it'll the feedback. So I'm not listening.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Evan?
Well, I've been listening. I've been checking out your archives and listening to the two I missed since we last spoke. And it sounds like you've really picked up a lot of information on some of the American National and the corporations and how we've just been screwed, really. I mean, just truly. Like you said, we have been. We are no longer we the people, essentially. We're
yeah,
the dead.
Yeah. There are some good videos out there by somebody called David Strink.
Yeah, I've heard of him. He's pretty.
And another guy is Ben Barlow. They've got videos out there.
Yeah, they do. And then there's that Anna Von Wright.
Anna. What's her name?
Von Wright.
I got it written down here somewhere. Her name is Anna Vandersteel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She talks about it too. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about this stuff, or they don't think it's important, but it is very important, because we need to end the corporation. I mean, supposedly Donald Trump wrote it in executive order, but it didn't mean anything, apparently, because we still got the corporation sucking the blood and money out of us. And people don't realize how they've been duped and how they're stuck in a system that just, you know, screws them, period.
What I haven't figured out is actually how to claim my status. I mean, there's paperwork out there. I mean, do I just claim it? I mean, because there's a procedure, and if there is an effort we got to put out, I think that's what stops the people from doing anything. I don't think they really even care, as long as we can keep the machine rolling. They need to care, because they're going to find themselves, you know, coming back, you know, to, giving their world to a bunch of children that are slaves forever. I mean, forever.
Yeah. I know. Things are going to change. If you get a chance, I'm running as an independent writing candidate, but if you were to go to my site, which is actually 2020, I'm using the same site, 2020presidenttomedison.com, I've got my game plan there, and
okay.
As crazy as it sounds, I'm asking every registered Democrat and every registered Republican to vote for me, you know, because it's much more sensible than continuing the us versus them confrontation,
yeah,
because that has, you know, it just leaves us with a divided Congress, and
right.
It goes nowhere. But,
yeah, because
and besides I listed why this is a great idea, because it's a win-win-win situation. For once, there'll be an election where both the major parties can celebrate, and it'll be the most popular election of all time, because we all know we're going to vote for me. And why vote for me? Because I'm the only one bringing the solutions to the table. And the only one who can convince these hostile parties to get along with each other. And how am I going to do that? I explained it on the website. I'm going to use the power of suggestion. Tell them what they need to hear. That they have to get along, otherwise nothing is ever going to get accomplished, you know?
Well, of course not. Of course it isn't. Yeah, that's why they get along better than we know, actually. It's almost like it's a ploy, you know? Maybe they do get along really well, and they're just playing it. Because they know the truth. They know that they're a corporation. They know that they're making us live by statute.
Well, that's it, you know. At the same time, it's going to take an independent person to really persuade them, because if it's a Democrat president or Republican president, it's just stuck in the same old us versus them game.
It would be one side against the others, as usual.
And wouldn't it be great if both the political parties could claim victory? Yeah, we all voted for the same guy, and we're all going to celebrate, because we know we've got this election in the bag. We don't even have to worry about cheating with the voting.
Right.
You know, so
right.
I think it's a great plan, but like I'm talking to you now, I'm asking people to pass the word to people who are registered Democrats and Republicans, and consider what I'm saying. It makes a lot more sense than playing the same old game over again.
Absolutely. Wait, let me ask you, what is that address again? The 2020 Tom Edison?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2020 President Tom Edison. See, I'm claiming to be the president already. I'm a very positive person. 2020 President Tom Edison, TOMEDISON.com. And that's my website. It's the same one I used in the last election, but this time I've got a great game plan, you know? I'm not going to try to beat them. I'm going to try to enlist them to support somebody that knows how to solve this whole mess once and for all, you know?
Is it President Tom Edison with two T's?
.com. Yeah. That's the website. 2020.
I'm doing President, P-R-E-S,
President. TOMEDISON. That's my real name, Tom Edison. Kind of like an inventor. So that's it. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. I believe that anybody with common sense will see this makes a lot more sense than the old game of the Democrats versus the Republicans. And both of those parties. The only thing they want to do is cheat to win the election. And it'll be the same old shit. They're not going to do anything for anybody except the people with the money. You know?
Right. Well, they don't even consider it cheating. We have a resident in the White House now anyway. So, I mean, they don't consider that cheating. They consider it their turn. You know?
Yeah, well, that's how the game has been played for a long time. Ever since they came up with the electronic voting machines, that was like a carte blanche to cheat, you know? And the only way to stop that is you would have to get rid of the electronic voting machines. You know, because it's too easy to cheat them.
And nobody's talking about that either, you know? I mean, I think there was one congressperson that was actually talking about that. That's just, oh, here you are. Okay, I finally got to your site. I was on the wrong browser. I was using Brave browser, and it wasn't letting me get there. Weird. But I'm using DuckDuckGo now. I got it. I see you. Is that you? That little boy?
That's me, you know.
All right. late age 11. Okay, so you're asking all the Democratic and Republican voters to write in your name. Okay, yeah. Well, that's, you know they see that the voters see that.
It's perfectly legal. Anybody can run as a write-in candidate, but I think I've got a good game plan to win now.
I can't wait to read it. Because now you got, you know, think of all the tools you got, you know, when it comes to bring it back to our republic. We got to bring it back to the republic. We're not a republic. We have no rights.
I know. Well, eventually we'll bring back, we'll get rid of the corporation, but people are going, the Congress has to be persuaded to work to get rid of that, and it's going to take some really ingenious strategies, but that's what I'm good at. I know the power of persuasion. You got to tell the people what they're going to respond to, and none of the candidates running, including Trump, have the ability to do that, and they're bringing, when you look at the rest of my website, you'll see I'm bringing everything to the table, and they're bringing basically nothing, you know?
Right.
For all those, you know, I'm not an anti-Trump person, but for all those people who love Trump, they need to face up to the fact that, come on, he had the reins for 4 years, and he didn't get the parties to get along. And if he was so smart, how did he allow the Democrats to steal the election, which proves he's not that smart, you know? If he had covered his bases, which he should have, somehow he believed that he was going to win the election. I mean, I think he got the most votes and everything, but they cheated so badly, and then they blackballed him. You know, they paid off all the judges. They paid off all the people that had to make the decisions, and he wasn't counting on that. So he doesn't really know how to solve America's problems. I think he did a few good things. He wrote a... he supposedly brought back the real United States of America, but nobody's in Congress is listening to that. They're going on like, well, we never ever wrote that, you know? I've got the game plan, and just pass the word around when you talk to other people, you know? And I believe the more people that hear about this, they'll start realizing that why waste your vote on people that have proven themselves, that's both Democrats and Republicans, to not do anything for you? Plus, they're all co-conspirators in the vaccine fraud thing, and they're guilty. Yeah. They're conspirators in the murder of innocent people that happened with the vaccines, the tainted vaccines. You know, they're co-conspirators with that because not one member of Congress spoke out against it, really. They all allowed the jump on the bandwagon and get the bribe money from the big pharma. And that's how it played out. So why do you want to vote for political parties that were willing to stab you in the back for some extra bribe money? I mean, really, how stupid are you? Well, that's why I think I've got a great plan. Stop voting for these backstabbers that will not do anything for you unless you have a lot of money to persuade them. You know?
Yeah, aren't they the greediest people ever? I mean, it's just bizarre. It's bizarre. Yeah, there's something wrong with these people. I don't know. The greed just kills me. But I do, and now what they're doing is now they're switching their big agenda is now they're doing the blue light scheme or whatever, where they're trying to, blue beam thing. just nine days ago in Congress, they had a UFO disclosure. They had the guy that took the pictures of the Tic Tac ship back in 2004. They had them guys talking about, in Congress. So they're kind of a whole different. They want us to think that we're scared. They want us to be frightened of aliens, and they so that they can clamp down with more control. They're not going to give up their control because they're busy with their agenda tightening it. That's what they're doing, you know? You saw that, right, the Congress?
Well, that's a bunch of crap they're doing. With they're not revealing anything. There's so much info out there on the real UFOs. I mean, I've announced it before. If you want to find out what's going on with the real UFO people, it's simple. You go to, it's called The Portal, you find it on the internet. It's 2012. portal.blogspot.com, and they've got 10 years of information on there, and you can backtrack starting with the new stuff, and you find out what's been going on behind the scenes, and you find out who the players are, who the bad aliens are, and all this stuff. That's what's going on, and you also find out about the event, which has to happen within the next 2 years. I guess everybody's lying then, you know?
It's 2012 portal, right? .com or org?
It's 2012 portal.blogspot.com.
Cool.
You know, it's up there, and you can find out so much information about who the big players are behind the scenes, the negative aliens, the good aliens. And there's other sources of information, too, but that's probably the best one to find out because it talks about the coming event. You know, the event, like I said, it has to happen within the next 2 years because they've given the last time limit date because it's tied in with the ascension of planet Earth. And because of the celestial orbits, it has to happen within the next 2 years, before July 2025. And they'll probably drag it out until the last minute. But when the event happens, it's going to be what's called a quantum recrystallization of all matter. It's slowly changing now. And we'll be in this thing called the fifth dimension. Right now we're in physical reality of the third dimension, but the two things are blending together now. And at that point in time, the ETs are going to land and give us full disclosure about everything in the universe and about the U.S. government. They're not going to tell us shit, you know? They won't speak up until the ETs finally land, and they have promised to land, and I'm sure they will. They have superior power, but they just want to get rid of all the bad guys working behind the scenes before they land. So there's no, really heavy war going on the planet. And they've been working on this for a long time. Like I said, if you back read what they've been going through and what they were willing to reveal to us, because let's face it, if you're battling negative ET forces that have bad weapons themselves, you want to be careful and you're not going to give it certain intel. But they've been successful. You know, it's tied in with the global mass meditations, of which I participate in them when I can, you know. But there's plenty of mass meditations going on right now. The best place to find it is at the portal, you know. But there's also something on Twitter called We Love Mass Meditation. They have a lot of info on that, too. And mass meditations have guaranteed victory of the light, they call it. So it's just a matter of time before somebody makes a decision somewhere that, okay, the event is going to happen now, and then they're going to land right after the event. The ETs are going to land, show themselves, and meet us face-to-face and give us full disclosure about all that's been kept from us, and they're going to bring us some goodies, too. You know, well, they're going to disclose free energy. They're going to give us replicators just like in Star Trek. And they're going to have real health care, which is vibrational health care. There's a lot they're going to bring. But it can't happen until after the event. Because they don't want to, they have the power to come down and force everything to happen now, but they don't want any innocent people dying more than not. Because, some of these bad guys that have been running our world as ETs and using bankers and royal families and Illuminati. To do their dirty work for them, they could cause a lot of more innocent people to die than if they after the event, before the event, if they were to land. Now that's how they explain it. There will be too many innocent people getting killed because a lot of these people know they're done for. The war has been won, light over darkness, and it's just a matter of time until it plays itself out. It's kind of like the Civil War. You know, when the Civil War ended, not everybody knew the war had ended, and there were small skirmishes still going on out there on the battlefield.
Sure. Yeah, and they know that they're going to lose. Well, they're going to retaliate the first sign of any kind of
That's why they have to wait till after the event, because after the event they won't be able to retaliate because the frequency of the earth will be pulled up where negative thoughts of hate and your killing could exist in the new reality, the higher vibration. And so that's why they're playing it safe and waiting till after the event, because it's on the schedule for the earth to move up into a higher vibration, and it's going to happen within 2 years. It'll probably go down to the wire, but it has to happen because if it doesn't happen, the window of opportunity will be gone because of the celestial orbits. Everything in the universe is really—it's like clockwork. It runs orbits, this orbits around that, and that orbits around that, and our sun follows another. Sun and our galaxy follows another galaxy, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
And it's a very orderly thing. We're living in a crazy world because, negative ETs took over our world a long time ago, and many of them did. They're still battling up for who controls the Earth, but at the same time, they all know that the war is over, and it's just a matter of time before they get rounded up and removed. But that probably won't happen until after the event because the benevolent ETs, don't want any more innocent people being harmed.
Right.
And, a lot of these bad organizations, they have nuclear weapons and they have all kinds of other bad energy weapons and stuff. They could really kill a lot more innocent people before they get killed themselves. And that's how it's going to play out, Meanwhile, it would be nice if we could get our United States of America back and get everybody prepared for what's happening,
We may not actually have to worry either, though, If it's... Oh, I am still looking for that portal because I'm not getting the... I got the wrong address. I put the wrong address in or something. It's not 2012. Is it the portal? 2012, the portal?
No, it's 2012 portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, dot blogspot, B-L-O-G-S-P-O-T. I believe it's .com. I mean, I couldn't make a mistake with it, but I believe it's .com.
Oh well, because I really wanted to see that, but I'm not seeing anything like that.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes. In fact, that was me. The Bella Morey.
Well, they're not on Twitter no more. You would find that that address in the Google bar, but if you went to Twitter, there's a Twitter site called, like I said, We Love Mass Meditation. That's one site, at We Love Mass Meditation on Twitter. And then there's another one at Truth Seeker underscore 777 that always gives reference to that, and you can just click on it there and we'll take you right there.
Oh, well, I'm not gonna, I got it last time he gave me the address, I didn't write it down, and I don't see it anywhere in all my history. It's kind of weird. Oh, well, I guess I screwed up. That's okay.
Oh, well, yeah, keep looking, you'll find it. But anyhow, there's a lot of information there. And there's other bits of information from other people that are trying to reveal stuff. Some of the other stuff I don't agree. I agree with some of it, and I don't agree with other stuff. There's this guy who's very entertaining. You might have heard of him, Christos Avatar.
Nah, I've never heard of him. Sorry.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of YouTubes out there. He's got dozens and dozens of YouTubes. Reinterprets the revelations of the Guardian Alliance. He talks about the 15 dimensions. And most of what he says is okay, but he's getting it from this other woman. I can't think of her name right now. She's been lecturing for the last 20 years or something like that. She decodes the holographic discs of the what's called the...
Penny Kelly?
Pardon?
No. Is it Penny Kelly?
Eliani Priest and Cloister Dora Tiara Plates. She decodes them, and she's made plenty of videos, and she used to do lectures and stuff. But there's a lot of that. But the easy way to get into all that info is just look for this guy, Christos Avatar. He has like dozens and dozens and dozens of videos, and he's a very entertaining guy. Especially in the short ones, you know. It makes it more easy to swallow and learn from that, the basics of what the presentation of the 15 dimensions. But I know other sources of information out there, and their 15 dimension thing with the Phantom Matrix and the other timeline and stuff like that, which is a duplicate of ours, and the blowing up of the 12 Stargate and all that stuff. A lot of it doesn't ring true with all the other information out there from other sources, and there are plenty of other sources about the universe. You know, this universe is a big place, plenty of perspective viewpoints on it. But forget about the U.S. government. They're not going to tell you crap. This UFO stuff is a bunch of garbage they're giving you.
Don't need them. They're not our friends. We don't need them, really. I mean, we got to consider all of eternity and the whole universe when we think of anything, really. You know?
There's plenty of good, benevolent beings. Unfortunately, planet Earth got commandeered by the dark side of a long time ago. There's not just one group. There's plenty of bad groups on our planet, but they're all going to get rounded up. Some of them have been rounded up already, but there's so many of them, it's taking a while, you know? And then once the event happens and the good ETs, the benevolent ETs, finally land, and there's, 52 different races from different groups that are going to participate. Probably the Pleiadians are going to talk to us first. They're going to start giving us the real history of planet Earth and identifying how we've been screwed for so long and that nobody remembers.
Tom, there was a fellow that was on just before you came on. And I didn't get to finish his listening to him because it was shut off for some reason. But he was saying something that was kind of interesting. And I'm going to throw this at you and see what you think.
Oh, you mean the guy before me, Charles Green?
I guess I have no idea what his name was.
On BBS Radio. He has the show before me. Once every 2 weeks he has it. Charles Green, nice. Otherwise known as E.T. Yoga. Important information he reveals. You know, he talks about things like we create our own reality, what our thoughts, and he talks about, you know, staying away from TV and staying away from the cell phone and the Wi-Fi frequencies, which are detrimental to our health.
Yeah, he was saying something about the Earth, that the Earth was, of course, captured long ago, but that it actually, what it is, he was saying, that the Palladians got the Draconians or whatever, that they stuck them in this matrix of Earth where we're at, and that we're actually a simulation, perhaps, and that we're that this Earth is a matrix simulation, and that the Draconians were cast here and stuck here. They were stuck here, and that we are actually a 3D matrix overlaid over a fifth generation universe. I mean,
like I said, there's a lot of perspective viewpoints. I mean, there's a lot of bad guys. You mentioned some of them there, the Draconians, and the Reptilians, the Zeta Reticuli, the Greys, the Anunnaki. Those are all bad ones. But even some of the groups, there's good and bad, just like in every other group, there's good and bad, you know? The Pleiadians, they're mostly good, but they have one bad faction, too. The Galactic Federation, they have good guys and bad guys, you know? The good guys are going to, they're helping us out now to get rid of the bad guys. Because of the mass meditations by the participants, which I was one of them, we've won the war, actually. It's victory of the light on planet Earth, and it's just a matter of time for our benevolent, our galactic brothers and sisters to wrap up the final clearing of the bad guys, which there's quite a few of them, so it's taking a while. And they're still trying to screw us over. I mean, if you just watch the news, they're still trying to implement the mark of the beast. They're still trying to stick the barcodes under our skin. They're still trying to come up with a new vaccine to trick more people into harming themselves. And they're going to fight till the end because I guess they figure they got nothing to lose because they know they've lost. Right. The war, and when the war finally ends, the event happens, the frequency of the Earth goes up, they ain't going to be able to touch us, and that's when the good guys are going to come land on planet Earth and just round up all the bad guys, and that'll be the end of it.
Thank Palladians, but thank somebody. They need to go.
Pardon, I didn't quite get that. What?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, the bad guys, they do need to go. The fear of them retaliating, I think, lingers on everybody's mind. So you have a hard time hearing me.
Sure. We're not out of the woods yet, you know, because they're going to try to... Hey, look, they're still running the chemtrail planes. I mean, it's insane, you know?
And they're starting
the forest fires, you know, anything to make us suffer, because that's their mentality, these bad guys, you know, these evil entities from other worlds. They're the real true cause of evil on Earth, these evil entities from other worlds.
Yeah.
It's not just fallen angels, it's just plain evil creatures from other worlds. They have no heart. They have no consideration. And, you know, it's a long, long story. The story goes back hundreds of millions of years. And we're going to find all that out. In the meantime, we got to do the best we can to keep our heads up and the best we can to take re-control of the United States of America and get rid of the corporation. That's why it's good to watch these videos from David Strait, because he has figured it out, you know, how to take the real control of your land, how to go to court, and not let the judge put one over on you, but you have to have your have done your homework and have your facts with you when you show up in court and try to get out of being screwed. And when you how to take real title of your land and how to re-identify your status to what it was when the Constitution was written. You know, he does a lot of good explanations of that, and that's certainly important information that all of us need to grasp hold of. You know, I know a few people that have done it without even finding out about this guy. I know a guy who walked into court one day, and he asked the judge a key question. You know?
Yeah.
He asked the judge, "What court am I in?" And the judge refused to answer him, and he just turned around and walked out of the court, and nobody even tried to stop him. And that was the end of the case.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool.
Don't you try it. He says, you really got to know what you're doing to pull this one off.
Yeah, you got to, because there's been a lot of people. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better now, You
know, okay, good.
Maybe you're not holding the phone at the right distance from you, or you're moving the phone back and forth, or if you're
you're
walking back and forth. You're coming in real good now, so you need to like hold that position. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I put my earbuds in. I finally got my earbuds to pair with my I'm microwaving my brain right now.
Yeah, but the distance of the phone from your mouth, you need to keep that steady.
Sure. I'll keep that.
Yeah, you know, that'll make it clearer.
Well, that's better than if I don't want
to.
Well, good.
You know,
find the portal.
A cell phone or a landline?
Yeah. A cell phone.
No, I said, what are you on, a cell phone or a landline?
I am on a cell phone.
Yeah, well, you know, there's problems with cell phones, too. I'm talking to you on a landline. Prefer them. I just find them better than cell phones because cell phones rely too much on transferring signals from tower to tower to tower to tower, and a lot of times one tower isn't working and it creates a problem. And there's all
last time we spoke, you were talking about Peru knocking down the towers, and then they made them illegal. They took them all down, right? Just recently, Russia did that. Just recent. They took all their towers down and made them illegal.
I think Peru or Ecuador.
Russia just did it. Russia just did it days ago.
What? A town in Rochester?
That? Russia.
Did you say Rochester?
Putin. No, I said Putin. Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Oh, he took down the cell phone towers?
Yep, he did.
Well, that's
just
good.
Days ago.
They're unhealthy, you know? I mean,
they are.
Yeah, it's a proven fact. Unfortunately, the U.S. corporation doesn't give a crap about people's health. You know?
No, they don't. They don't. They have a goal, and that is to meet their agenda so that we can't ascend during this new event, this upcoming event.
They're nothing but pawns for the evil ETs who want to control us and destroy most of us. You know, they have agendas. They want to depopulate our world. They want to sicken us, weaken us, and everything in their power to do that. And they're doing it. They're succeeding. They've got the 5G system, cell phone towers out there, and they've got the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is extremely... you're pulling in a real powerful negative signal that's going to be detrimental to your health. You know, you can get all the services from Wi-Fi. You can get that through a cable line like Optimum or something, and then it's not harmful. It's the broadcasting of this stuff that makes it bad. And
Optimum.
The same thing. The same thing with the GMO food. Again, it's, you know, anything they can think of to sicken us, like, you know, the recent vaccine scam, putting poisons and DNA-changing material into human beings, sickening. And the chemtrails are still going on. Yeah, last week, you know, I don't know how accurate it is, but somebody posted a picture on Twitter of a plane with the... directed energy weapon on it, and they showed it. They had a picture of somebody took a snapshot of the fires being started with the beam coming out of the sky, starting forest fires.
Wow.
But they've done this already.
I don't know.
California. They were flying. I guess for fun they do that. They were cooking cars that weren't even near trees. You know, just on the road, you just cook them out of nowhere. Well, of course, that has to be an energy beam. And when you look at the the other relevant facts about this, the town they picked on to do this was called Paradise. You know, get it? It's the they wanted to make it personal. You know, like we're gonna take away Paradise, and they did it. They destroyed the whole friggin' town. And then at the time,
you know,
you can see that there's plenty of evidence around buildings destroyed, no trees around for a forest fire to catch on to, but the buildings were cooked to the ground, and especially the automobiles. Just cooked to the ground. Now, that could, you can't blame a forest fire on that when there's not even any trees around. Yeah.
Was that in Nevada? Was that Nevada or was that
that's California?
California,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you know, the evidence was so obvious, and they had the old, I think President Trump was the president at that time, and he's out there with other people, and they're all standing in the site, all this evidence in front of them, and nobody's saying anything about it. So much for President Trump. Is he really that dumb? I mean, really? Unbelievable. That's all I have to say, unbelievable. Hey, listen, Eva. I'm going to have to end this call now we're coming to the end of the show, and I got a few little messages of my own to put out there. But it's
have
been a pleasure talking to you, and look up those things and pass the word. Hey, I'm the guy who can make some sense out of this 2024 election, you know? It'd be nice to settle it all in one day, and everybody should be on board with this, because at least your vote will count for somebody who isn't a crook.
Right. Nobody
knows how to solve problems. And believe me, you know,
my
website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And any of you listeners, look at it and see the stuff I'm bringing to the table. You know, I've got so much knowledge that I've learned over a lifetime. You know, flood control. Everybody's getting flooded out with the bad weather, but there is a solution to flood control. It doesn't matter how much rain comes down. It doesn't matter if it rains for 40 days and 40 nights. When you set up a real flood control program, it won't matter because you'll have it taken care of, but it requires ingenuity and planning ahead. And forget about the Army Corps of Engineers. Those guys don't know anything except putting up a dam. You know? And anything beyond that, they haven't a clue. And that's what I can say that because I figured it out. You know?
It's so cool. That is so cool.
It seems. All right, listen, Eva, I got to go. Hey, call back anytime practice talking on your phone so the sound comes out. By holding the phone at the same distance all the time.
Okay.
Try it with
your phone. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay, we're back. Hey, coming to the end of the show. Like I said earlier, when you got nothing to do, check out the fixed YouTube of Beatlemania in America 2. I took out the glitches, and I even made it a little shorter, so it's easier to watch, and I think it's quite impressive, and if you like that one, then follow it up by watching the original Beatlemania in America, but that's 10 minutes long. So, I hear that's the way to do it. Start with something short, 3 minutes, 42 seconds, and 43 seconds, whatever. I'm close. And go on from there. I actually got 30 videos. Most of them are music videos out there. And at least 27 or 28 of them are all my music. But I've got other people in there, too. Hey, the original Subway Fantasy, you can check that out, too. I spell it S-U-B-P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, the original Subway Fantasy. Has live excerpts from the Dirt Club, one of the greatest rock clubs in all of America. You know, it's no longer. The town closed them down. They don't like people having fun. So, but back in the day, the 90s, and this was a happening place, and that video of mine has a lot of acts that were there, and if you watch that, you'll see that this was the party place to be. And that's where I started my video career, kind of as a video photographer in that club. So anyhow, yeah, we're coming to the end of the show. And, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, if you got time on your hands, check out my website. I just updated it, and I'm giving the battle plan. I'm asking for every registered Democrat and Republican to write in my name because I'm a write-in candidate. You know, I don't have to put myself up on the ballot here. I just have to tell you about it, and you can write in my name. Tom Edison, easy name to remember. And if everybody participates in this, we'll all be celebrating on Election Day. We all can have our parties because we're all going to be voting for me. And I'm the guy who has the solutions. I not only claim it, I can prove it anytime, anywhere. I don't have to debate any of these wannabe people, including President Trump. He had his 4 years and blew it. I don't want to debate them, but if I had... I had to add to debate them. I'd wipe the floor with them, all of them. They can all stand on the other side of the stage, and I'll wipe the floor with all of them because I know the art of conversation better than any of them ever will know. Again, just one more reason which makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Okay, we're going to do the countdown now. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Pardon in Kind? I also have a video up on there. Plus, I've got followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I've got a video of that too, a YouTube video. Plus, both of those songs are on two of my albums, CD Baby, which are also can be accessed on YouTube. Access the albums. American Party Songs, that's where you're going to find Are You the Party in Kind on, to just hear the music. And, CD Baby does that, put your songs up on YouTube. And the other album, Songs Better Than Dylan, 23, great philosophical, meaningful songs. You know, even Bob Dylan never had an album with 23 great philosophical songs on it. That's why his title song is better than Dylan. And the first song in that is I Gotta Be Somebody. My anthem, it could be yours too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without fear made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world.